Okay, boys. Tell me this. Have you ever planted any seeds? Have you ever done that? How many of you have done that? Yeah. It's a good thing to plant seeds. We're seeing a picture of somebody planting some seeds in our first picture. And you plant seeds into the ground, and you hope that eventually something will come up and will begin to grow. And Jesus told a story about some very, very small seeds called mustard seeds. Very, very tiny little seeds, but they're planted in the ground, and when they grow, they can grow into a great big shrub or a small tree. And we see in the next picture what a mustard tree can look like. And can be so big, Jesus said, that even the birds can come and they can build their nests in the branches of the tree that comes from the mustard seed. And Jesus used this example, boys, to teach about what he called his kingdom. Now, a kingdom is somewhere where a king or a queen reigns. We live in the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom of Great Britain, which is Scotland, England and Wales. United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And the reason it's called a kingdom is the head of our country is Her Majesty the Queen. And someday probably her son, he should take over and he will be the king. So a kingdom is somewhere where a king or a queen lives. And God's kingdom is somewhere where God rules over. And Jesus is saying his kingdom can start very small, like a little seed, but it will grow and grow and grow to be something very big. Let's see our next picture. We think of how Jesus was born. He was born in an animal shed, maybe a stable, maybe a cave, we don't know. He was born and placed in a manger among the animals. Very few people knew about it. Some shepherds knew about it, the wise men knew about it, and maybe a few other people, Mary and Joseph knew about it. But hardly anybody knew about it. It wasn't a big, important event to the world. The world didn't suddenly change because Jesus was born. It was something very small. Nobody knew about it. But the Bible says, in the next picture, the Bible says that when Jesus comes again, Jesus will come at the head of a great army of angels. And everybody shall see him, and everyone will submit to his rule and say that Jesus is the Lord. So his kingdom started very small in him in Bethlehem. He'll come one day as a great and mighty king with a load of angels, and everyone shall see him coming out of the sky. His kingdom has also started small. When Jesus went back up to heaven, you remember he died, he rose again, and then went up to heaven 40 days later. When he went up to heaven, all of his followers met in Jerusalem. And there were 120 of them. That's even far less than the number of us here in this church today. There was just 120 of them. But the Bible tells us that one day in heaven, there will be so many people who love Jesus, who have come to trust in Jesus as their Savior, as their King, nobody can count them. There will be thousands, there will be millions upon millions of people. So his kingdom starts like a little seed. It grows and grows to be something big. Then Jesus gave another picture. We'll see the next picture. He told of how his kingdom is like a lady who's making some bread and she puts some yeast in the bread. A little bit of yeast, and as she works through the dough and then puts it in the oven, the bread will rise and become quite big because of the little yeast that's in it. Even a little bit of yeast can affect all of the bread. And instead of a bread when it comes out of the oven being so flat like a pancake, it's quite big and it's quite soft for us to eat. And Jesus is using this to say his kingdom, it can grow inside somebody, begins very small, and then becomes bigger and bigger. We think of how somebody becomes a Christian, boys. Something small might happen. They might hear a message in the Anchor Boys, the Junior Section, or Company Section. Maybe something a Christian friend says to them, or a school teacher, or a minister. Just maybe a little word, and it sticks in their minds. And they think, oh boy, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be rescued? And that little word can grow and grow in them. Or maybe it's a decision to go to Anchor Boys or a decision to go to Sunday school. Something small, a wee decision like that. And then God can use it to change our life forever in bringing us to know Jesus. Let's see our next picture. We see some railway tracks. I've used this story before here. In Chicago, that's way over in America. Chicago is in the top of America. It's sort of in the center and the top. There's a railway comes out of Chicago train station. And it's going in one direction. And then it begins, look at the picture, it begins to separate. In the beginning it only separates a tiny, tiny little bit. And then it goes wider and wider apart. And one part of this train track ends on the west coast of America. And the other part ends on the east coast. Thousands of miles apart. At the beginning, it's only a tiny, tiny little divide. And then it changes. And sometimes, boys, decisions we make might only seem to be wee decisions, but the change can be so different. I remember sharing a story in here about 6 years ago, and there's a man, I think he's here today, he heard me talking about it, and we were having special meetings talking about Jesus, and said, listen, you could take a little decision to come to this meeting or not, and what the decision you make could affect you forever. And that man listened to that, and he came to those meetings, and he became a Christian. And he will spend forever in heaven. And it started that little decision to go to those meetings. So little decisions about going to Anchor Boys or Junior Section BB, little decisions about going to Sunday school and church, they can become, could change you forever. Because God uses little things to then change us forever. So Jesus was talking about how his kingdom is like a little seed that grows, a bit of yeast that grows through the bread. But then he began to talk about a door. Somebody asked him, Jesus, will many people be saved? Will a lot of people end up in heaven one day? And Jesus said, strive. And we see in the next picture, he says, make every effort to enter in through the narrow door or the straight gate. It's a door that's very narrow. He says, you have to make effort to get into this. Because it's not an easy door to get into. It's not an easy thing, boys, to become a Christian. And let me explain why it's not easy. We'll see in our next picture, to become a Christian means you leave the direction that everybody else. See in the picture, most people are going through the wide doorway. It's easy to go there, and you just go along with your friends and mates. No problem, just go there. But to enter into the narrow door, you have to leave the path that others are going. You have to change the direction you're going in. And this means sometimes, boys, having to stand up to your friends and say, listen, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not going to do those bad things you're doing. That's not easy, boys. But the wonderful thing when you trust in Jesus, Jesus comes and lives inside you and makes you strong to do it. So that's why it's hard. And listen, we must enter into the narrow gate. Jesus says, make every effort. Search for this narrow gate. Search to find Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord. And that means leaving the pathway that others are going on. But there's another reason why it's hard to go through this narrow gate. And we see it in the next picture. Because the narrow gate is at the cross. To enter the narrow gate means we come and we believe we're not good enough to go to heaven. We believe our only hope is to trust in Jesus to take away our sin. And we don't like hearing we're not good. We don't like to hear that we're sinners. But we have to accept that if we're going to go to heaven. We were watching a little video this morning in our house about a man called John Wesley. And John Wesley was a great preacher hundreds of years ago. And John Wesley, he was a minister, but listen to this. He wasn't a Christian. Can you imagine that? He didn't know Jesus. And then he came to know Jesus as his Savior and his Lord. And how he preached changed. And he said to people, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, we're all sinners. And you know what they used to do? They threw him out of the church. don't come back here. We don't want you to tell us we're all sinners. Because we want to think we're good people. And by doing our best, that'll get us to heaven. No, boys. We have to accept we're bad. We're bad inside. That's why we do bad things. That's why we're greedy. That's why sometimes we tell lies. It's because we're bad inside. And we have to accept that the only way that we can be saved because we're bad is that Jesus dying on the cross to take away our sin. But we want to say, I don't want to accept that. I'm good enough myself. And that's why most people miss the narrow gate. Jesus says, boys, strive, make every effort to find me to enter the narrow gate. And you know why it's so important? Jesus said the time will come, and we see this in our next picture, the time will come when you'll not be able to enter and you will be shut out. Have you ever gone somewhere and been shut out? I went home one day and I had forgotten my key and was shut out. I was silly enough to try and go through a window and I landed on the floor rather quickly on my head. I wouldn't recognize. It's not nice being shut out. Sometimes, though, we can get shut out here. But imagine this, boys. If we were shut out of heaven forever, and we went to that awful, awful place called hell. That's why, boys, we have to strive. We have to come to trust in Jesus. Start reading your Bibles. And if you can't read your Bibles, boys, ask Mum and Dad to read a wee bit to you and read Bible stories. Come to Sunday school, come to BB, come to church. Bigger boys, come to youth club, come to youth fellowship. And come and seek to find this Jesus. And mums and dads, remember what we're saying. A little decision can affect forever. Can I ask you parents, if you don't regularly come to church, you've got a wee invitation to our Christmas service, a little decision to start coming to those services could affect where you and your whole family will be for eternity. Coming to church doesn't save you. But coming to church to hear the message of Christ, it's that message saves people when they come to trust in Jesus as Savior, as Lord. Strive to enter the narrow gate. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we do thank you that Jesus loves us so much. He came into this world, and it's because he loved people. He said, strive, make every effort to enter into the narrow gate. And dear Lord, I pray for the youngest boy in the Anchor Boys to the oldest boy in the company section. I pray, Father, for every parent and grandparent and every person in this building today, that we would think about whether we have entered the narrow gate or not. And dear Lord, by your grace, if we haven't, we will strive to enter in even today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.